Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk about this week, April 14th through the 21st. We have officially entered into the shadow of the Mercury retrograde, which is going to start in a couple weeks. We are going to have Mars retrograde in this week ahead, and we're going to have Pluto retrograde in this week ahead. So if you feel like all of a sudden everything is kind of slowing down, or you're really focusing a lot of your energy on people and situations and opportunities and issues from the past, well, that's because that's the way it's supposed to be right now. This is a giant do-over, a chance to undo things you're not happy with, a chance to go back and rekindle things you feel like you want another shot at, a chance to let go of things that may be holding you back. So, yes, these retrogrades can be a bit frustrating from time to time, and I'm sure you're feeling that too. But they do offer us a lot of opportunity to get things right. And so that's what we're going to focus on, because we are a positive radio show. And so I am going to focus tonight on the things that are happening in this week ahead, which are Mars retrograding, Pluto retrograding, and the Sun moving into Taurus, and how that is going to influence us all. I want to give you guys a series of dates for you guys that really like to work with this energy. So you may want to get a pencil and a notepad, or you can go back and listen to the replay of this later. I'm putting it at the top of the show, so it's easy for everyone to access if you do want to go back and listen for it. So talking about Mars retrograding, Mars is going to retrograde on Sunday the 17th at 8:14 a.m. in the morning Eastern time, and it's setting us off on a six-week trip into the past with Sagittarius themes and what Mars wants us to do about them. Then we are going to have Mars back up his retrograde on May 27th into Scorpio and take us another almost 6 weeks through Scorpio. On June 29th, that retrograde is finally going to end, but we'll be in Scorpio at that time. So Mars will turn around and go direct on June 29th in Scorpio. By August 2nd, Mars will then enter back into Sagittarius, so now we'll be in forward motion with all that work we did in these 6 weeks that are starting in this week through Sagittarius. And then Mars will pass the shadow, which means get past all the stuff that we dealt with during the retrograde phase, by August 22nd. And then by September 27th, Mars will exit Sagittarius altogether and move into Capricorn. So that's when every part of the story is finished, by September 27th. So it's a long journey. And the dates I want to give you guys, well, first let me talk a little bit about what Mars retrograde is going to be doing here in these next 6 weeks, up through May 27th, starting this Sunday in the early, early morning. We are going to start to go back and either redo or undo some things. This is action. This isn't about talks and thinking. This is about getting in there and doing what we need to do. So either you're going to be driven and motivated by just wanting to see something redone or undone, or you're going to be kind of trying to ignite passions again, or you're going to be angry or fighting for something. So that's the things Mars does. And Sagittarius is going to focus on things that can expand our life in some way. So this is usually through these areas, through legal channels, through travel and foreign interaction, through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, through educational pursuits of the higher type, through weddings or other ceremonies, through religion or politics. So here we go back into the past to redo this stuff. Now, the dates that I want to give you, and I'm only going to give them once here at the top of the show, they're going to affect everybody, you know, unless you have some kind of really out of sync thing going on in your personal chart. First of all, the first list, there's going to be 4 days in the next 6 weeks that are considered opportunity days with this Mars retrograde, okay? So this is when the doors open. So if you're fighting, you can move that forward a little bit. If the passion is where you're at, you might have something turn the corner there a little bit. If you're really trying to motivate and make something happen, the doors could open for that to happen on these days. So the opportunity days are April 20th, April 29th, May 16th, and May 26th. Next list, two dates I'm going to give you that are challenging dates with this Mars retrograde. Now, challenging days, I want to be very clear about what I mean about that. Either something is going to come and challenge you, it's an obstacle and you've got to overcome it, you might be frustrated, you might just be pissy, you know, or a challenging day can be very different than that. It can be a day where you are just challenging yourself and you are really amped up to make something happen and you're pushing yourself harder. So these challenging days can go either way depending on your character and what your story is. But they are May 1st and May 14th, okay? Then we have three one-on-one days. The one-on-one days are oppositions, and oppositions mean these days, when you're dealing with your Mars retrograde themes, you can get in there with another person one-on-one. Now, these days can go either way. One-on-one days can either be if you're in there fighting it out and duking it out with somebody, that's the day you'll be in there doing it with this person. It can be the day where you're in the passionate embrace with somebody and something's going that direction. It can be the day where you're in there working it and being motivated with another person to make something happen. But you can key in on this other individual on these days, May 7th, May 22nd, and May 24th. There are two fresh air days, what I consider fresh air days, which just means it gives it a new shot in the arm. There's like, think of a new beginning starting on these days. That is April 25th and May 21st. So if you need to introduce some kind of new direction or new idea or try something new when it comes to your Mars retrograde story, those would be your days to dive in on that. And then there are two days that are what I consider kind of smooth sailing, where you might see some rewards from what you've been doing, or if you are in there trying to do something, it should go a little easier. And that is, the first day kind of overlaps between two days. That's May 3rd and May 4th. So that period is a smooth sailing period. And then May 12th. So those are your standout days. Those are 13 days out of the next 6 weeks, so just a little shy of 2 weeks out of the 6 weeks where the days really stand out. But the whole period is about getting you guys back in there and to rehash something and make it right for you, okay? Mars is going to give you plenty of energy with that. Now, as far as what's going on in your current situation, with Mars retrograde, it will slow things down. And so you don't want to allow yourself to get frustrated by going out there and trying to establish some kind of brand new situation in the area of the sky that Mars is ruling, and I'll go through it by sign here, because you're just going to get frustrated. You may get something going, but then it'll have stops and stalls, and it'll change once Mars goes direct. So you're way better off by focusing on going back and getting the thing right or getting it out of the way or whatever it is you need to do with the past or the ongoing thing. And there may be somebody or some situation retreating that's in your current situation during this Mars retrograde. That can happen too. Don't panic. You know, sometimes there's like, it's like the ocean pulling back and, you know, you've got to let it pull back. It's going to come back to shore. And you can kind of look at the timing with those list of times I gave you at the beginning of the show for when it's back into Sag and it's back in forward motion and all of that. And just allow for this 6 weeks for that space for the other person if they need to get something together. So if you do see somebody retreating, I mean, it can definitely be the end of something if that's the way it's meant to go, but it doesn't have to be that way. And so if you pressure somebody who needs that space and is feeling that pull, it can make the situation worse. Just allow, go with the flow of the energy here. So that's our Mars retrograde theme starting on Sunday, going to be in effect for the next 6 weeks in this particular zone. Pluto, within less than 24 hours later, is going to also retrograde at 3:26 a.m. on Monday the 18th. That's Eastern time. Okay? Now, Pluto is very slow moving, and Pluto is going to be retrograde for 5 months. It's going to be retrograde from April 18th through September 26th. And during that 5 months, it's going to backtrack from 17 degrees of Capricorn back to 14 degrees. That's how slow moving it is. It's not going to cover that much space. But if you have planets in those degrees, you can expect that this period is very important to you. So you want to kind of look at your, you know, look at the, you know, the leadership parts of your chart, the Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn part. And if you have planets between 14 and 17 degrees there, well, then this is a major opportunity to go back and hammer something out. Now, Pluto, what does it rule? It rules all of those big financial, those shared assets, those joint resources, the money you have with the bank, the financial concerns with insurance and taxes and inheritance and bankruptcy and alimony and child support and investments and settlements and commissions and partners' money and, you know, any of that big financial stream. And so we are getting a chance to kind of go back and deal with our goals there, deal with higher up authority types in the mix. Maybe you have some financial concern with a parent or a boss or a judge is going to bring down some kind of decision for you with a settlement. And so this gives us that chance to go back and work out all those details. And this is also about, you know, Pluto rules on a personal side of things. It rules our sex life, reproductive needs, mortality issues, divorce, and triangles that we work through. So we may be going back to, you know, the old batting board there and going back and finding something that we need to figure out in those realms. This is not a rushed energy. This is, like I said, going to play out over 5 months. It's a background noise. Which is just kind of asking us to go back and make sure everything is taken care of in those areas. If there's somebody that you still need to work something out with in those areas, you'll figure it out. I'm not going to try to give you a list of dates because it would be way overwhelming, but we'll kind of tackle it as we go through the next 5 months if anything stands out. But, you know, if there has been something going on with your big goals in these areas, with your career front, with those authority figures, then, you know, you're going to start to see some kind of shift with that in the next couple days. All right, and then finally we have the sun moving into Taurus on Tuesday the 19th. It's going to move through Taurus for 30 days, and so spotlight on Taurus rule themes for everybody. And it's a little bit more important than normal because this is the sign that Mercury is in the shadow of its retrograde in right now and is going to retrograde. And when we get to the 28th of April. So, you know, when the sun moves into Taurus on Tuesday, we start to show up for those Taurus themes and we start to get more personally involved or more physically involved. And we really start to put ourselves out there. It's about, you know, our needs or our body and what we're doing with it or our brand or our image or our name, our title, and in those Taurus themes. So this is really putting a focus on making money. It's putting a focus on what we're doing with our possessions and our purchases, and it's putting a focus on being valued. And so for the next 30 days, everyone's going to be feeling that. It'll play out in a little bit different area for everyone. But this is the time to show up and start doing what you need to do and then realizing that some of the talks and offers and meetings and things that are coming into play now, then they're going to turn around and you're going to be going back and working through those and figuring everything out during the retrograde phase with Mercury that'll start on the 28th. So, oh, dear Lord, do we have a lot of backwards energy? I've been writing the May forecast. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's just crazy. But it is giving us a lot of opportunity to get it right. That's what I keep telling myself and you. So here we go when we look at the signs. Aries, in this week ahead, starting on Sunday, really important for you. This is your ruler. You have 6 weeks, time to get back there, whether this is, involves a trip, or people at a distance, whether this involves something educational you want to go back to, whether you're teaching or taking a class, whether this has to do with media, marketing, broadcasting, publicity, and getting back in there on something you're passionate about, whether this is something legal that you need to tend to, or if this has to do with going back and getting involved with weddings, or your own wedding, or has to do with a religious or political interest you might have. Aries, this is, you know, straight up your time to go back and to really pour your energy and your passions into it. And to, you know, if there's any anger issues you have over any topics there, to deal with that during this time. And you're looking for past people, past situations, past issues, past opportunities. And, you know, check those dates I gave you for when you can really key in with some of this stuff. But this is where it's going to take you. And with Pluto retrograding on Monday the 18th in the wee hours, then this is also going to be kind of a turnaround when it comes to your career or your big personal goals you're setting or what's going on with authority figures like your parent, your boss, your judge, the mentor, the teacher, somebody like that. And so it's time over these next 5 months to kind of go back, and reconnect with anything financial you need to deal with in those arenas, anything with your intimate or reproductive needs, anything going on with mortality issues or divorce or third-party scenarios, and really think about, you know, self-empowerment in all of that and what it is you need to kind of either let go of or you need to reclaim, and how you can work on that over these months ahead. And then with the sun moving into Taurus on the 19th for Aries, you know, straight up, you guys, kicks off a 30-day cycle where you're going to be putting a lot of attention on making money, your possessions, and your purchases. And Mercury is going to be retrograding. You're in the shadow there already, but by the 28th, you'll be into that retrograde. So, you know, if you're putting out your hat right now for more income opportunities, you definitely may want to kind of be putting them out towards people from the past that you've worked with before, or someplace you've sent your resume before, or something you were interested in before, you know, because then when the retrograde starts, you may see that offer come through for you. And it's just, you know, same thing if you're trying to, like, you know, say you want to have a yard sale and get rid of a bunch of your possessions, you could advertise it now and get in there and physically bring it all together. And in the retrograde, you could be unloading all that stuff, you know. So think about the way that you can move forward and get involved, but also be releasing and going back to the past and reconnecting and reworking things in those areas. For Taurus, Mars retrograde, you know, 6 weeks starting on Sunday, which is really going to offer you the opportunity to really go back and deal with anything in those big financial realms. So, you know, you might really be getting physically active with trying to get the loan together or paid off, or going back and dealing with the taxes or insurance or inheritance or bankruptcy or alimony or child support or investments or settlements or partners' money issues. And Mars is going to drive you forward in all those financial realms based on anger or passion or what motivates you to get it right from the past. You need to redo something or undo something there. And then Taurus, this is also has a personal side. So Mars retrograde in this part of the sky may bring back a past sexual attraction, or re-stimulate a sexual, you know, situation in your life that you're involved in now, and rekindle that. It might bring back a focus on reproduction or divorce or mortality or triangles or third-party situations. So anything that you need to go back and do again or redo or undo, and this starts on Sunday. And then with Pluto retrograding the very next day on Monday, early in the morning, this is the next 5 months really kind of getting you to ease up on some of the forward motion that you've been in when it comes to legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious, or political themes, but really is going to favor you finding financial flow in those areas by going back to the past again. And it also may also offer you some intimate connections through travel or media or those things, or help you legally with divorce issues and that kind of thing. So definitely Pluto themes are aimed at the past in those arenas. The sun moving into your sign on Tuesday the 19th really bodes well for you guys. Puts a spotlight on you for the next 30 days. Definitely time for you guys to show up, get involved in things physically, personally, tie your name, your brand, your image, your title into things. Make it about what you want. You know, it's not a bad thing to put yourself out there during this period. And just realize, you know, that part of this is going to be about Mercury slowing down in your sign and getting ready to retrograde. So you will be talking about some things from the past or meeting some people from the past to make all this move forward. And so, you know, you're in a forward, backwards flow in your own sign. Woo! For Gemini, you know, Mars retrograding starting on Sunday the 17th of this week. Starts a six-week period where Geminis are going to either be slowing down with some of the things that they've been doing, you know, trying to pursue in new ways with partners, agents, clients, specialists, competitors, any significant relationship, but really going to be focusing you on going back and redoing something or undoing something with one of these key people. So it is a time to go back. You know, is there something legal you need to deal with an attorney? Is there something, or with an agent or a partner? Or is there something, you know, think of Sagittarius themes here. Is there something, you know, with a trip and that, you know, flight attendant, agent, whoever books your trips? Is there something with, you know, anything in media that you need to deal with somebody who can publicize you or help you with the legal agreement, or is there something with your romantic partner and travel, or, you know, think of the key people that you can go back to now. It is about anything you're passionate about, angry about, or want to remotivate about to remove blocks or reclaim something and get it going. And then with Pluto retrograding on Monday the 18th, it's in your area of shared financials, sex, divorce, and reproductive needs. So, you know, over the next 5 months, you're going to be kind of slowing down and going back and rekindling things there or releasing things there. That's a slower process, but you may get a clue as to what this is going to be about on Monday. And then the sun moving into Taurus on the 19th, this kicks off 30 days for you guys, Geminis. A lot of energy behind the scenes. So, you know, one of your twins will like that, and maybe both of them. This can definitely be a good time for you guys to start getting in there on your artistic pursuits, get involved with the film, the music, the dance, the poetry, the painting, whatever that muse is directing you to do. It can be a really good time to show up and deal with healing or addictions or hospitals. It can be a good time for research and development. It can definitely be a good time to hole away romantically with somebody or work on that rebalancing of karma with somebody significant. And it's a good time to connect with your spiritual practices as well. So you do have a spotlight on you. You will stand out. You can take the lead in those areas over the next 30 days. But it's also important to know that as Mercury is slowing down in its shadow now and it's going to retrograde, that you'll probably be reconnecting with some people or situations from the past in those areas as well up ahead. So if you want to reach out or you hear from somebody related to one of those themes, you may want to give it a go and see where you're at with that. For Cancer, Mars retrograding in this week ahead, starting on Sunday the 17th. The first 6 weeks up to May 27th, it's going to be backtracking Cancer to go back and redo or undo something involving the paperwork, the hired help, the coworker, or what you're doing with your work or job situation, what you're doing with anything help. Related or with the animals or with organizing. So this is sixth house topics for Cancer. Definitely a positive do-over for getting it right if you need to let go of something, if you need to reclaim something, let your passions lead you, be proactive about it. Key in on those major dates that I gave you. If there is a fight that's going to happen, and you know, you'll probably get a clue as to what's coming with that, you know, over this weekend into the beginning of the week. But this is definitely a place to backtrack and redo some things. And then Pluto retrograding on the 18th, on Monday in the morning, is going to bring you back over the next 5 months to redo or undo something with a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, a competitor, an opponent, or any other key important relationship, you know, kind of hinging on the goals you have, or the authority type person in the mix, and that financial situation or the passionate sexual situation or the divorce in the middle of it all. So key relationships are where it is with the Pluto retrograde. The sun moving into Taurus on the 19th on Tuesday. This highlights the social sphere for Cancer. So over the next 30 days, you guys definitely are favored, you know, with friends, in groups, online, via astrology, charities, gatherings, and anything like that. A really important time to step up and pursue your own aspirations and to connect with all these like-minded people. And then just remember, you know, with Mercury slowing down right now and then getting ready to retrograde on the 28th in those same areas, it is going to be bringing a lot of friends and group and activities and things from the past back around, ideas and aspirations you had before, you know, things online and all that. So you may start to hear from some of these people now. Or if you have anything you're trying to push forward on that's new in those areas, it will slow down during this retrograde phase. So still show up because it definitely is favoring you guys, but just realize the past stuff is favored over the brand new stuff at present. For Leo, this Mars retrograde, I mean, these first 6 weeks, it's really focusing on getting you back in touch with a lover or the kids or the creative projects or skills or talents or something going on recreationally, and it may be a little bit of all of that. So really, starting Sunday morning, the 17th, this is your time to go back and deal with any anger you may have in any of those areas, or go back and rekindle a passion with somebody, or go back and get motivated to pick that creative project back up and get it back on its feet over the next 6 weeks, that kind of thing. So, you know, you'll have an indicator which way this is going to go. Check the standout dates I gave at the top of the show for those. And then Pluto within the 24-hour period, Monday morning, the 18th is going to retrograde Leo. This is going to start over the next 5 months, help you go back and rework anything with your work you're here to do, or people that you hire to help you, or your coworkers, or anything going on with getting organized and the details, the paperwork. Or on the flip side, it can also help you go back and rework something in the health or animal arena in your life. So, you know, it can be a good time to kind of purge some things, evolve some things in those areas. The sun moving into Taurus for Leo on Tuesday the 19th kicks off a 30-day cycle, puts a spotlight on Leo up in the career midheaven. Really good time to be seen by others, really good time to promote yourself, to garner some recognition, a really good time to go after personal goals or be out there on the career front or pursue a new career. Also a really good time to deal one-on-one with higher up authority types that can help you or that you're helping. Could be the boss, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the director, whoever that person might be. And remember, with the Mercury slowing down in its shadow now and then getting ready to retrograde, a lot of people from the past, situations, opportunities, issues, all that coming back from the past in those areas. So goals, career, reputation, fame, and authority figures for Leo. For Virgo, that's my drink. Sorry, Virgo. All right. For Virgo, Mars retrograding starting Sunday the 17th, first 6 weeks is going to really get Virgo to get in there and either in the current situation they might be retreating away from their home or family for a while, or this is inviting them to go back to a past home or a past family situation, go back over old real estate interests or issues, go back over anything involving roommates or moves or renovations or parents, and really rehash that. Mars is going to get you to focus in on what you're passionate about that from the past, what you're angry about, and to fight for what you need to fight for there, and to motivate to either redo or undo something going on in one of those areas. You want to kind of move down the Sagittarian pathway through that. So if you need to deal with any legal matters there, or if there's something in the media, marketing, publishing field that you're trying to get on its feet associated with, you know, marketing your home or publishing from the home or, you know, anything like that. If there's something going on with travel to somebody else's home, or there's something going on, or maybe travel with family, or something with, you know, what else is, or maybe having a wedding in the home with, or a family wedding, education, if you're trying to teach something or learn something about real estate, or, you know, any of those Sagittarius themes that you can apply to home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, this is a really good time to go back. Then Pluto retrograding the very next day on Monday the 18th, early in the morning, starts a five-month period going back to past creative interests, to the old lover or old or past, you know, interest in love, rekindling that spark with somebody that maybe that you're with. It may pull you away from a love interest for a while. So back to creativity, back to love. Also with Virgo, might bring you back over something that you want to evolve involving kids or recreational interest during this time. It'll play out over a course of time up through the end of September, so there's no huge rush with this, but it is a theme that's ongoing behind this story of your life right now. And then the sun entering Taurus on Tuesday the 19th for Virgo puts a spotlight on you guys for the next 30 days. In those legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, wedding, religious, and political themes, really good time for you guys to stand out in those areas, take the lead in those areas, really good time for you guys to kind of tie in your image or brand or name or title in what you're doing there. And do remember, with Mercury slowing down and getting ready to retrograde, you'll probably have people or situations from the past coming back around or ideas you want to reconnect with and work through. All right, Libra. Man, can't we just stop now? We do another show tomorrow. I just feel so overwhelmed by the amount of stuff going on in the universe right now. It's just crazy. All right, and I'm not aiming that at Libra by any means. That's just all of it. Okay, Libra, Mars retrograding starting on Sunday the 17th, these first 6 weeks up through May 27th. Libra, this is really going to give you guys a chance to go back and get in there passionately about old talks that you want to have with people or meetings, getting that meeting happening again, getting in there and rewriting things, getting in there to pitch ideas again or to hear the offer finally coming through or the news you've been waiting on. The time to go back and redo decisions you made or undo decisions you made before. And it is also a time for writing, interviews, sales, agreements, anything you want to redo or undo with brothers, sisters, neighbors, your vehicles, your electronics, getting back active in your local community or doing a lot of short trips that take you back into the past. All of this is going to be driven by Mars, which means something that you're motivated to make happen from before or to undo from before, something that you're very passionate about in your talks or ideas, or something that you're angry about or fighting for. So you'll get a real big clue as to what that's going to be about as this energy shifts starting on Sunday. And then on Monday, Pluto retrogrades for Libra. It's going to really, over the next 5 months, kind of ease up on some of the intense things that have been going on, but really take you back into the past over anything that is going on in the home or with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. So, you know, some of the, like I said, the life or death, intense purging scenarios that may have been going on there will lighten up a bit, but you'll get a chance to go back and work out where you are in those heavier-sided teams involving the past. The sun moving into Taurus on the 19th for Libra, this is going to really put a spotlight on the intense part of the sky for you guys, holy cow, for 30 days. So for the next 30 days, you guys are going to stand out when it comes to the major financial interests that you want to show up and get involved with, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the commissions, the royalties, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, you know, any big financial thing that you can show up and get involved in. It may put you in the spotlight with a mortality issue, a birth, a reproductive need, your sex life, or a divorce as well. And it can also highlight your position in a triangle that you're involved in with two other people. So that can, you know, whatever that's about. So this really is your time to kind of take the lead in these areas and to pursue what it is you want. Also realize that with Mercury retrograding here, we're slowing down with brand new things on the horizon, but really going to start to focus your position with what's, you know, past and what you're doing to release, rekindle, reclaim, rework something there once Mercury retrogrades on the 28th. For Scorpio, Mars retrograding, Mars one of your rulers, so you guys are going to feel this on a very personal or physical level. For the first 6 weeks, starting on Sunday the 17th, Mars is going to take you back to really get in there and motivate about redoing or undoing something involving your income, your possessions, or your purchases. It's a really important time for you guys to be passionate about what you value and being valued. You want to motivate to go back and redo something so that you can get that income or the possessions or purchases moving after this. And it may bring anger or a fighting spirit to some of this stuff. There may be some passions kindled with somebody else while you're doing all this. But this is where it's at. And then Pluto, your other ruling energy, retrogrades within 24 hours of that early in the morning on Monday morning the 18th. And so, again, you can feel this on a personal and physical level. So both rulers shifting within 24 hours. Scorpio, it is definitely inviting you with a big open door to start to go back to something. And so here this is at really pointing out your talks and meetings over the next 5 months, your writing and interviews and auditions, your agreements and sales, your short trips and local activities. And it also may involve rekindling or evolving something with a brother, sister, neighbor, something involving electronics or vehicles, your community. I think that's it. And any big decisions you need to make. So expect to really be focusing a lot of your communications and your local activities here on past ideas and opportunities and issues over the next 5 months. And then the sun moving into Taurus, it's opposite you, Scorpio, puts a spotlight on you with key individuals over this next 30 days. Really can help you take the lead, getting in there and partnering with people, working with clients, working with specialists, dealing with attorneys or agents or opponents or competitors. It's all about one-on-one scenarios. And because Mercury is slowing down and getting ready to retrograde there, ideas, offers, opportunities, issues from the past will be swirling around this. So you'll be in talks about those types of things or hearing news about those types of things. You can run into these past relationship potentials and see where that can go now, or you might have someone current pulling back for a while or a change of mind or direction. So, you know, you'll kind of get a clue as to what way this is going to roll as the sun starts to pour the light on you here on Tuesday the 19th. For Sagittarius, Mars is retrograding in your sign, so Sunday the 17th early in the morning, this starts to take you guys back on this new, old direction for the next 6 weeks. It's kind of drawing you guys back to your own path. I mean, what is it you want to go rekindle, you want to fight over, you want to let go? It's a do-over. It's a time for you guys to be passionate, deal with anger issues, motivate, and really focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, and big personal goals you may have. Think about Sagittarian themes. Is there something for you through media, education, travel, legal, wedding, religious or political arenas? Does it affect your work? Can you organize this? Can you hire people to help you? Is there something with your health or your coworkers or your pets involved in any of this? You know, look at the arenas it plays out in. But this is your do-over, so you may have people inviting you back to things, or you may feel pulled back to it, but it's your time to go this direction. Pluto retrograding within 24 hours on Monday the 18th in the early part of the day is going to start a five-month phase, which will ease up some of the evolving or challenging or powerful and intense things that have been going on with income, possessions, or purchases, but it's going to draw you back to the past. So you might get really wrapped up in some, you know, old way of making money over the next 5 months, or something you've really been wanting to go back to and do with your possessions over the next 5 months, et cetera. And then the sun moving into Taurus on Tuesday the 19th, that just puts a big spotlight on you guys for the next 30 days when it comes to your job and your tired help, paperwork, organizing, cleanup. And also it really puts a big spotlight on you with anything you do with health or with animals. So, you know, this is the time to take the lead. This is the time when you shine. People notice you in these areas because Mercury's retrograding there starting on the 28th, but it's in the shadow now. People and situations from the past may start coming back around, and it is favored to deal with the past opportunities and issues here and get it right. So think about that as you go into these areas and take the lead. For Capricorn, Mars is retrograding for the first 6 weeks starting on Sunday, back through that karmic, mysterious, magical 12th house. So, Capricorn, you're getting a do-over when it comes to anger, passion, and motivation with romantic, clandestine, karmic relationships. You're getting a do-over when it comes to addictions, healing, and hospitals. You're getting a do-over when it comes to research and development. You're getting a do-over when it comes to your spiritual practices like meditation, prayer, yoga, your magical interests, your psychic abilities. And you're getting a do-over in any of those artistic realms with your muse, with music, film, painting, dance, poetry, sculpture. So, you know, this is a very active, interesting, hard-to-understand house. But Mars is going to give you plenty of time to figure it out, and you do that by not thinking about it. You do that by taking action with past people, situations, interests, issues, opportunities. So get ready to redo or undo something there. And Pluto retrograding the very next day starts this slow five-month period, which is going to take some of the pressure off of Capricorn because it's in your sign. Definitely going to ease that tension, but it's going to allow you to kind of fall back into something that you're you know, that you've done before. So really putting you back into a space with your body, your image, your brand, your name. If you have something you want to evolve or purge there, then this 5-month period will allow that to happen. And then the sun moving into Taurus on Tuesday the 19th for Cappies, this is going to really put a big old spotlight on you guys when it comes to lovers and kids and creativity and fun. So that can't be a bad thing. This means that you guys shine in these areas. You'll be noticed. It's a good time to fall in love, a good time to do things with your lover, a good time to, you know, pour yourself into those creative projects or what you're doing with kids or for kids and to have fun. And then remember that as you kind of lead the way through that in the next 30 days, Mercury's slowing down and getting ready to retrograde. So you will be going back and rekindling or releasing or reworking things from the past through the news and offers and talks and meetings and things that are going to happen in those areas. For Aquarius, Mars is getting ready to retrograde on Sunday the 17th for the first 6 weeks up until May 27th. Aquarius, this is going to take you back and give you a do-over with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, gatherings, your personal aspirations, your freedom, or your original projects and ideas. So a lot of social theme there and a lot of kind of, you know, what you dream for yourself going on there. So Mars wants you to go back and get active about something from the past there. Redo it, undo it, deal with your anger, fight for something, get passionate, whatever that is. This is the time to give it another shot or get rid of it, whatever you're going to do. You're going to have 6 weeks to do it. And then Pluto retrogrades on Monday the 18th. So Aquarius, you know, over the next 5 months, this is in your karmic, mystical, magical house. So, you know, you're going to slow down on some of the crazy stuff or intense stuff that's been going on there, future-oriented, and you're really going to kind of get to catch up with how far you've come or go back over things with clandestine romance or spiritual practices or artistic pursuits or your addictions or healing or hospital matters or the research and development. So you kind of get a gist on what that's probably going to really be highlighted on as this energy shifts between Sunday and Monday. Tuesday, the 19th, the sun moves into Taurus for 30 days. So Aquarius, this puts a big spotlight on you and focuses you on home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, or anything with family, parents, or roommates. And it helps you stand out, helps you, you know, be in the middle, center stage with this stuff, take the lead, and put your needs first in the matter. So it is your time in those areas, and you want to pursue what you need. Do realize with Mercury slowing down to retrograde over these next couple weeks that you will be going back and rethinking, reworking, reconnecting, you know, with past decisions, talks, meetings, agreements, and all that. So you may start to see some of that coming through as this moves in. Finally, Pisces, Mars retrograding starting on Sunday the 17th, the first 6 weeks up through May 27th. This is going to give you guys a big do-over when it comes to a personal goal. That personal goal could be getting married, buying your first house, having a baby, starting or quitting a job, you know, some kind of major thing like that. Or this can put a big do-over around your career, reputation, fame, or it can put a big do-over around something going on with an authority figure, like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a director, a teacher, somebody like that. It could be a little bit of all those things, right? And so Mars is asking you to go back and redo it, undo it, get passionate, rekindle those passions, go back and deal with anger issues, fight for something there, motivate and make things happen to see if there's any potential with it. So if you had an old career that you used to do and then you thought you outgrew it, you might be drawn back to it during this time. It'll give you a real shot to see if there's still something there. Or if there was something going on with the boss or the parent, it might be back on the table for you to deal with during this time frame so you can get it right. And you may see some slowdowns of some current things that are going on over the next 6 weeks, you know, with goals, career, and authority figures while you can go, you know, giving you that time to go back and reconnect with this past stuff. Pluto retrograding on Monday the 18th, right away, right after that, is going to really kind of paint the picture over the next 5 months of letting you slow down with some of the evolving you've been doing and the intense stuff that's been going on in your social arena and reconnect you with the past. So this can be taking you back to old friends and group affiliations, interests with the internet or charities or astrology, gatherings and social networking and that kind of thing. So it should, you know, either way, I mean, it's not that that challenging of a part of the sky, but it should definitely kind of ease up anything intense that might have been going on there, realign you with the past a bit. And then the sun moving into Taurus on Tuesday the 19th for 30 days, this puts a big spotlight on communication for Pisces. You know, this it definitely lets you guys stand out in talks and meetings, in writing, with sales and agreements, with interviews and auditions, in anything you're doing locally or on short trips, with offers and with decisions you're making. You know, it's that communication realm. And then on a mundane side of this Pisces, it can definitely be a time when you should take the lead and get in there physically, personally, get involved with your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, the vehicles, the electronics. So there could be something you need to do there too. And just remember, in all of these themes, that as Mercury is now slowing down in the shadow and then it's going to retrograde on the 28th, you're going to be hearing from people and from the past, going back over old ideas and issues and interests and opportunities and situations. And so those might start to stream in now. And this is the time to focus there as well. So, my goodness, that's it, everybody. April 14th through the 21st, we start all of this crazy retrograde stuff that is really going to be the highlight of the next couple months for everybody. So I wish you well on this journey into the past. Maybe I will cross paths with you there somewhere. And it is Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back next week, same time. Have a great week.